Hello, my name is Rabbi Pesach Kron, and I would like to make a suggestion. You know, today, everyone, just about everyone, has a cell phone. And I have been to shuls, not only where people look at their cell phones, but actually answer their cell phones during davening or are texting. I think that we should all make a Kabbalah from now on, that we should disconnect to reconnect. Disconnect our phones. It's not enough to put it on vibrate, because you know as well as I do that when you feel that phone vibrating, you're tempted to look at it and see whether it was Staples or whether it was Mixbook or LinkedIn or somebody that's really not even that important that's sending you a message. We are addicted to our cell phones. What can I say? You know it's true. So let's make a Kabbalah from Rosh Chodesh Adar and on, that from now on, when we walk into a shul or we start davening, we will shut our phones and disconnect so that we could reconnect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, I know that some people tell me they daven from their iPhone. Well, the only thing I can tell you is I hope you don't kiss it afterwards. And, you know, if you got no other choice, so you have to daven from the iPhone. But really, you should daven from the sitter if you can. There's a kedusha to a sitter. There's a kedusha to a safer Kodesh Admiyai. There's another thing that I would like to say. I think that what we should do is be makabel upon ourselves if it's possible. I'm not going to tell you not to talk in shul. I'm not going to tell you not to say hello to your friend. But I say when there is somebody at the amid, if it's a chazan, a baksil, or whatever it is, even when he's saying brachas, he's our lawyer. He is the one that's davening for us. He's a shliach tzibur. So it's not only from Bar Sha'amar until Esther Shari Nesser that we shouldn't be talking. Let's make a new Kabbalah in America, all over the world, that from now on, when you are in a shul, if there's somebody standing by the Amid, then you know he is the lawyer for all of us, for Klal Yisrael, talking to the judge, talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore we owe that respect and covet not to talk during davening. Not to talk, Kozman, that the Shliach Tzibur is up there. I know I'm certainly going to try to do it, and I hope that all of you will take this seriously.